13-19.
Your own Bible.
If not,
language of your choice. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward, what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature, should take such a view of things, and if someone point think differently, God will make clear to you, and let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just you have as a model. Keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, live as enemies of the cross of the Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame, and their mind is set on earthly things.
在中国第二大网商 仅次于阿里巴巴的京东商城 我们都知道由现任的执行长刘强东创办于 2004年
The second largest internet marketplace next to Alibaba, Jingdou Mall or 360buy was established by CEO Richard Liu in 2004
那他本来只是一个穷困农村青年出身
He grew up as a poor farm boy of low birth.
但是我们知道英雄不论出身低啊, 他就为自己立下一个人生的目标。
He set a goal.
凭借个人的努力奋斗, 加上前妻家人的鼎力相助, 他的公司业务蓬勃发展。
Working hard and great help from ex-wife's family, so the company is prosperous.
那京都集团呢, 于2014年在美国证券交易所上市。
So they went public at NASDAQ in 2014.
成为全中国第一个赴美上市的大型综合电商平台。
Becoming the first Chinese internet marketplace platform to do so.
并且他还立志要打败马云，成为中国最大的电商。
He also has resolved to surpass Jack Ma to be number one in China.
以及高调娶了网红奶茶妹为妻。
And marry up a socialite milk tea sister, Nancy Zhang. The envy of men. And also role model.
然而随着刘向东的事业有成,
However, he became lost.
除了大手笔挥霍及炫富之外, 在男女关系上也非常的放纵随便。
In showing off extravaganza, indulged in romantic relationships.
终于在去年, 在美国被控性侵, 使得他公司股票大跌, 人气也一落千丈。
And was accused of sexual assault in US last year. His company stock tanked.
那另外在美国, 前几个月才刚刚打败世界首富的比尔盖茨, 新的世界首富, 就是亚马逊的创办人, 贝佐斯。
In US, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos recently surpassed Bill Gates as the richest man in the world.
他的成功故事也成为美国家喻户晓的励志主题
Inspiring many
他对人生奋斗积极的态度 总是不断地鞭策自己 要努力天天与自己为敌
He has a positive outlook for life Always strive to better himself
那相信很多人都曾以他为榜样
Also a role model
然而好景不长的是 他在几天前宣布 他与他共同创立公司的妻子离婚
Several days ago, he announced divorce with his wife, who started Amazon together.
现在人们所关心的是, 除了他1000多亿美元的资产将重新分配洗牌, 而不再成为世界首富了。
With divorce settlement, he will no longer be the richest man in the world.
更是世人对成功的定义重新打上问号。
So people may wonder the definition of success.
他们夫妇过去不是经常公开秀恩爱吗?
Were they lovebirds in public?
究竟人生最重要的目标是什么?
What matters most in life?
是金钱, 是权力, 是事业成就, 是爱情婚姻, 还是自我中心呢?
Wealth, power, career, love, marriage, or self-esteem?
好, 我要请问我们各位, 你有没有你的人生目标?
Do you have a goal in life?
如果我们人生没有目标, 就像我们活着没有方向。
So without goal, then we without direction.
然而你的人生目标是什么?
What is yours?
你满不满意你的人生目标?
Are you satisfied?
到底什么才是你认为是正确的人生目标呢？
What is your ideal purpose in life?
我们总以为人生目标不就是追求个人的成功来光宗耀祖吗？
Most consider personal success to enhance family name as the purpose of life.
于是我们就去找一些成功人士啊，做我们的楷模榜样来效法他们。
Modeling after successful people.
最终我们才发现，原来这些我们所崇拜、所效法的人，连他们自己都承认他们的人生是失败的。
Then deep down, most role models have confessed their failure in life.
那你还执迷不悟，继续跟随他们的脚踪吗？
So time to wake up.
今天随着科技的进步，我们的生活好像都离不开电器产品。
With tech advancement,
无论手机、啊、电话、电脑、计算机、电视、音响、厨房、啊、这个电器、啊、键盘、乐器、冷暖气机、汽车导航，甚至汽车仪表板等等等这些的。
We can't live without gadgets, cell phone, computer, TV, stereo, kitchen appliances, keyboard, instrument, air conditioning, GPS, dashboard, etc., etc.
你看这些的科技越进步，这些的功能，这些产品设计越来越复杂，越来越多功能。
Cramped with new designs and functions.
我们常常不小心就弄乱了，不是吗？
Send it easily to go down.
但我发现这些产品都有一个共通的特点。
Most products have a common feature.
就是不管这些功能再多再复杂，如果你搞乱了，还有一个按钮叫重设，你一按下去，一切就恢复到原本设计的正常模式了。
If you mess up, just press the reset button to original factory settings, then all will be fine.
其实我在想，我们的人生也是如此。
Our life is similar.
尽管我们人生已经走到下半场了。
Most of us here have reached the second half in life.
但是不管我们走得再远，甚至我们走的生命走得一塌糊涂，走得再糟糕，那你发现你错误乱套了，这时候不是咬紧牙关继续走下去。
Or even further down, if you sense the wrong purpose in life, then you shouldn't go on and need to reset.
而是要悬崖勒马，重新设定。
Start over.
那如何要设定你的人生目标呢？
How to reset?
好，我们要从今天的经文与大家一起来分享。
I'd like to discuss with you in verses we just read.
三方面我们可以来重设我们的人生目标。
So in three respects.
好，第一个是要忠心的顺服上帝。
Number one, submit to God faithfully.
一起来读第十三节到第十五节，预备，请。
Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but I think I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal and win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things, and if at some point you think differently, then to God will make clear to you.
我们成为基督徒的目的乃是从世界被分别出来。
The purpose of Christian is to be separate from this world.
那我们蒙召就是要努力奔向标杆，只等到将来得到奖赏。
Run to which God has called and win the prize in the future.
这就是我们忠心顺服上帝对我们的托付。
This is God has called us to do.
但请不要误会哦，这是功利主义，你为了奖赏你才在那里奔跑来努力。
This is not utilitarianism, striving for prize only.
没有奖赏我就不做了。
So no price, no effort.
这里所强调的是忠心。
It's about loyalty,
而不是那个奖赏。
Not about price.
当然，也有些人动机不良，所以刚刚我们所读的说，若有人存别样的心
，They can't understand why people think differently with bad motives.
我想这我们可以理解的，所以这是为什么神会慢慢的调整指示我们。
That is why God is fine-tuning His instruction.
因此，我们人生目标要不断的对焦。
We still need to focus always.
要定睛仰望前面的标杆。
On goals ahead.
那既然神在我们身上的托付就是奔跑前面的标杆。
What is our goals ahead from God?
那到底前面的标杆是什么呢？
What is it?
耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
就是我们的标杆。
That's our goal.
所以我们要得着耶稣基督，并且效法他，这就是整卷腓立比书的中心教训。
We need to get hold and model after Christ. This is the central doctrine for the book of Philippians.
你看，在腓立比书第一章讲到基督是信徒的生命，第二章 讲到基督是信徒的榜样，第三章讲到基督是信徒的至宝，第四章讲到基督是信徒的力量。
Chapter 1, Christ is the life of disciple. Chapter 2, model. Chapter 3, treasure. Chapter 4, strength.
然而我们总以为，哦，耶稣基督就是爱，所以效法耶稣基督就是效法他的爱，但是这句话只对了一半。
We always think Christ is love. To model after Christ is to model after his love. This is only half true.
我们先来看腓立比教会，这一间教会是欧洲的第一间教会。
Philippian church was the first in Europe.
第一个信徒是位姐妹。
The first disciple was a sister.
也是姐妹信徒非常活跃的教会。
Sisters were active.
这跟我们教会很像啊。
Similar to our church.
那他们的特色是很有爱心。
And loving.
不但的热情接待过保罗。
Warmly received Paul.
也经常支持他宣教所需要的费用。
Supported his missionary cost.
并且为其他教会啊，例如耶路撒冷教会的奉献上也不遗余力。
Also support other churches such as Jerusalem financially.
所以他们从教会建立的第一天开始，他们就同心合意的兴旺福音。
Spread the gospel in one mind.
教会的组织非常的健全，有设立、监督与执事。
We're organized with deacons and elders.
所以基本上还算是蛮健康的教会。
Basically a healthy church.
但是很可惜的是，这个教会呢，虽然有爱心，但是却没有在知识与见识上的配合。
Alas, they lack in discernment.
以至于他们不能够分辨是非，喜爱美好的事，而结出仁义的果子，使神得荣耀。
Couldn't tell right from wrong, unable to love beautiful things, to bear fruits of righteousness, for to glorify God.
最明显的例子就是有两个爱主的姐妹不能够同心。
However, two sisters could not be in one mind.
记载在腓立比书四章二到三节。
You can consult Philippians chapter 4 verses 2-3.
但我要说，其实这个教会真正的问题，就是他们设定了错误的人生目标。
The real issue was the wrong goal.
他们以为说个人只要热心爱主就够了。
They saw loving God fervently individually was enough.
以致他们不能够在侍奉上有相同的看见。
And lack same mind in serving.
所以就没有相同的意念，没有相同的爱心，而造成分派结党。
Therefore, they have different ideas about love in clique.
贪图虚浮的荣耀，看别人，看自己比别人强，只顾单顾自己的事，这就很可惜了。
After superficial accolades, vain glory, prideful and selfish ambition, what a pity!
在腓立比书二章第二到第四节就把这些问题点出来了。
So you can refer to the Philippians chapter 2 verses 2-4.
当然我同意爱是一切服事的动力。
I agree love is the motive for all ministries.
我们看见雅各因为爱的力量，他深爱拉结，他看七年如同几日。
Jacob loved Rachel and served 7 years, seemed like days.
同样假如我们也爱我们的同胞，我们就会愿意为他们牺牲一切。
If we love our fellow people, we will sacrifice for them willingly.
就像神爱我们到一个地步，都愿意为我们舍命。
As God so loved us to die for us.
但我们看政治人物很喜欢喊口号。
Political slogans.
我在最近台湾选举说，我爱台湾，要爱中国，爱同胞等类的，但是事实上真正做起来并不容易的。
Easier said than done.
我没有看过一位政治人物愿意变卖他的家产，一切所有救济穷人，来表达他真正爱同胞。
No politician put their own money to help the poor, to show their love.
其实我们会发现，原来我们自己也根本没有能力去爱别人。
Actually, we're also incapable of loving others than ourselves.
大家都是爱自己的。
Other than ourselves.
甚至还会为爱自己找到一个冠冕堂皇的理由，就是人不为己，怎么样？天诛地灭。
With the grand excuse that everyone is for self-interest.
但是耶稣的确以最伟大的爱来爱我们。
Indeed, Christ showed the greatest love for us.
他甚至为我们牺牲他的性命。
To die for us.
我们也需要有这种舍己的爱。
We also need such sacrificial love.
但这种爱不是学来的。
But we can never learn such love.
况且我们有永远学不会，做不到。
Simply can't do it.
除非我们生命可以被神改变，才有可能。
Unless our love are changed by God.
请注意，耶稣他的人生目标并不是来爱世人的。这是结果，他的人生目标乃是忠心顺服上帝的托付。
The goal of Christ in life is not to love the people, but what's the result? His goal was to submit to God's entrustment.
因他只是将世人的爱以及顺服天父的行动表明出来。
He showed his love.
同理，当你能够顺服神，你自然对人就会有爱了。
If you submit to God, you will love fellow.
如果你是基督徒，在你设定人生目标之前，我要问你，请问作为基督徒最重要的一件事是什么
？As Christian, what is the most important thing?
参加聚会，参与服事，读圣经，做奉献，啊，做见证，传福音等等，都不是。
Attending worship, serving in ministries, Bible study, witnessing, tithing, evangelizing.
这些都很重要啊，但是不是第一要紧的。
These are all important, but not the most important.
那什么是第一要紧的
？Then what?
我告诉你，有人问相同的问题，跟耶稣问同样的问题。那耶稣怎么回答呢
？So when Jesus asked the same question,
我们一起来读马可福音。
He answered in Mark chapter 12.
好，预备，请。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second in this, love your neighbor as yourself.
爱人之心，要爱人之心，再也没有比这两条诫命更大的好。其实这段经文在说明。作为基督徒最重要的就是要透过全心爱主来敬拜主。
So the most important thing for Christians is to worship God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength.
当你能够全心爱主，你就会去遵行他的话，而遵行他的话就是去爱人如己。
To obey and love others as yourself to serve in action.
所以爱人如己就会带出服侍他人的行动。请注意，这是先后次序的问题。
So the priority should be this.
所以我们看见这个形容是先爱神，然后爱人，最后才爱服事。
First love God, then people, then ministries.
可惜我们常常把这个次序颠倒过来。
We usually do it in reverse.
我们常常以完成事工为优先考量。
Ministry always the first.
就是在艰难的工作也难不倒我们。
No matter how difficult the ministries are.
但是如果要我们单单渴慕去爱神，哇，这就很难了。
Then we don't thirst after God.
假如你弄错了这个次序，不单是人生目标搞错，你也会活得很累的。
If so, you have the wrong goal in life, and you will labor through life.
所以我们要努力爱神，并遵行他的旨意，以完成他对我们的托付。
Therefore, strive to love God, obey His will to finish what He has entrusted.
这样来成为我们一生努力的目标。
As lifelong goal.
换一句话说。奔向标杆不是拼命的往前跑，而是与神更加亲近，明白他的心意，最后才能够以耶稣的心为心。
In other words, not just straining ahead, but to be closer to God, understand His will, model after Christ.
好，那到底请问耶稣的心是怎样的心呢
？So what's the heart of Christ?
请问耶稣是爱神胜过爱人，还是爱人胜过爱神呢？
Jesus loved God more than man, or man more than God?
当我们研究耶稣生平，你会发现在他一生的服事当中，常常有某种程度的不合逻辑啊，拐弯抹角，变化莫测。
When we study the life of Jesus, there were many illogical, tortuous, mystical aspects.
他屡的变更行程啊，经常改变想法。没有像 CEO 一样那个周密的时间表。
He changes itinerary and thoughts often, not following tight schedule as CEO.
经常因为意外事件和单言突发奇想，仓促决策，通常不慌不忙的参加聚会或随时举办即兴式的故事发表会。
Delaying, impromptu, impulsive, or leisurely.
以行政管理学的角度来讲，似乎是比较没有效率的。
It seems very efficient per modern management principle.
但是耶稣根本不在乎世人是怎么样的评价他。
Jesus cared less how people viewed him.
但是你没有办法否认一件事情，就是耶稣的人生目标是相当清楚的，而且是崇高的，那就是忠于上帝的托付。
And no denying that he had a clear vision, lofty, loyal to God's entrustment.
他的人生大方向是单一而且是明确的，就是父
He marched to Jerusalem on the road to Calvary. Submitted only to the will of the Father. And followed the Holy Spirit attentively. Only then he was able to finish God's will and mission for him. We should be the same. Care less about what people think. But more about how God thinks. Are you loyal to God, submissive, straining toward the goal ahead?
第二个呢, 是我们要正确地评估自己。
Secondly, evaluate yourself properly.
让我们来读 16节, 预备, 请,
Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
就要照着什么地步行? 好, 你目前是照着什么样的地步呢?
What is your current status?
你要知道一件事情, 那就是 你属灵生命的光景, 可以决定你将来要成为怎么样的器皿。
Your spiritual status determines what kind of vessel you will become.
每一个器皿被造都有它的目的。
Every vessel is made for a purpose.
要做椅子的, 他不能自告奋勇说, 哎, 我要当桌子, 他就可以成为桌子了。
Chair is not table.
因为他根本没有本事来超越他应该做的本分。
It's beyond its capability.
那人也是如此的。
Same with us.
我并不是说我们不能够挑战自己做更大的事。
I don't mean not to challenge us for better things.
而是说我们不能够超越自己的本分，或是超越过上帝的主权。
But not to step over the sovereignty of God or your own ability.
既然我们都是做基督肢体的, 有人做手, 有人做脚。
So we belong to the body of Christ with different talents to work together.
那按着恩赐彼此分工, 一起建造教会。
To build up the church.
那做手的就不能讨厌脚, 或者想要取代他的位置。
So we cannot step over our own ability.
那就是超越自己的能力。 结果手脚的工作都没有做好。
Then nothing gets done.
所以你到了怎么样的地步, 其实你自己并不一定是最清楚的。
You may not know yourself best.
因为我们常常是高估了自己。
And overestimate ourselves.
前面的经文当中告诉我们说, 要谦卑看别人比自己强。
In previous verses mentioned, we need to humble ourselves.
不要自以为已经得着, 已经完全了。
Not to think you got hold of it.
这是避免我们把自己看得太高的一个很好的提醒。
Not to overestimate ourselves.
因为当你要重新设定你的人生目标, 是要回到神当初创造你的心意。
You need to reset your goal to return to God's will.
所以你不要给自己太大的期望, 以及太高的评价。
Don't be fool of yourselves.
就如同保罗, 他的劝勉, 我们应当把自己献给神当作活祭。
As Paul urges to be living sacrifices.
在罗马书12章, 1到3节那里说。
So in Romans chapter 12, verses 3.
但是把自己献上当作活祭之后, 哎, 不要以为从此之后就有神的加持, 所以你就刀枪不入, 百病不侵了。
Don't take it for granted as bulletproof or immune to disease.
你知道保罗接下来怎么说呢? 我们一起来读好不好?
So let's read together.
12章1到3节到13节, 他说, 不要看自己怎么样?
For by the grace given to us, I said to you all, Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment.
请问什么是合乎中道? 合乎中道就是要正确的评估，因为有时候我们高估，但有时候我们又低估自己。
It's about properly, correctly estimate yourself according to faith.
神要我们谦卑，但不是要自卑。
Humble is not self-pity.
虽然你不一定成为像伟大的布道家一样有很大的影响。
Not everyone can be great evangelists.
但是你必须相信，在神的手中，你一样是一个重要的器皿。
You should believe you are still an important vessel for God.
今天教会之所以不能够复兴，其实就是因为我们轻看自己在神的眼中的价值与地位。
Our church cannot revive because many brothers and sisters look down on themselves in God's eye.
总是认为我们自己经验不多，灵命不好，程度不够，不配服侍神。
Thinking I lack the experience, not spiritual enough, and unworthy to serve, and hinder church ministries.
这样的心态是完全不正确、不健康的。
Such view is wrong and unhealthy.
要相信在神的计划当中，我们被造都有一个重要的目的。
We have parts in God's plan and to fulfill.
只要你能完成这个目的，你的人生在神的眼光、在神的评价当中一样是成功的。
So there's a key to success.
因为成功的关键不在乎瓦器，而是在瓦器里面的宝贝啊。
It's not about vessel, but the treasure in the vessel.
这也是神人摩西一生的经验。
So this is experience of servant Moses.
因着神的同在，使我们与万民有分别。
So he experienced God's presence to distinguish himself from all the other people on the earth.
那到底成功的秘诀是什么？
So what is the secret of success?
其实成功最大的秘诀不是努力加上机会，而是有上帝的同在。
It's not about opportunity and effort, but the presence of God.
当你有神的同在，你就能够经历凡事尽都顺利。
So with God's presence, everything moved forward.
2005年的5月5号。
So May 5th, 2005.
在中国杭州崇义堂新堂扩建完工成立的典礼。
A dedication ceremony for a new church.
据说这是一间可以同时容纳5000人聚会的礼拜堂。
With a capacity of 5,000.
在当时是全球最大的华人礼拜堂。
Largest Chinese church in the world at that time.
但我猜这个记录可能现在已经被超越，或者这个教会可能在遭受逼迫。
Now it's no longer the largest and being persecuted.
可是在当时2005年是全世界最大的华人的教堂啊。
At that time, the largest Chinese church.
你知道这个教堂怎
么来的吗？ So the origin of this church.
1866年，戴德生与他的同工在杭州建立内地会的第一间教会。
It was the first church established Hudson Taylor and co-workers of China Inland Mission in 1866.
我们都知道当年戴德生创立内地会经历了非常艰辛的过程。
He overcame tremendous hardship.
当年他如果没有靠主刚强壮胆，可能就没有今天的崇义堂。
Without strength in God, it will not be done.
以及全中国千千万万的信徒。
And numerous believers in China.
我们都知道戴德生有一句非常有名的名言。
One of his famous words.
他说：“我若有千磅的银金，这个千磅的这个银金，中国可以全数支取。那我若有千条性命，绝不留下一条不给中国。”
If I had 1,000 pounds, China should have it. If I have 1,000 lives, China should have them.
但是我们常常停留在这里，后面那一句更重要。
The
不是为中国，乃是为基督。
The following is more important. No, not China, but Christ.
你看见戴德生的先后次序了。
You can witness his priority.
他是先爱神，才能够爱人啊。
Love God first, then man.
但是他光有爱还是不够的，他也必须有资源啊。
Love alone is not enough. Resources are also necessary.
其中经费就是一个很大的问题。
Such as funding.
当初他建立中国内地会的时候，只有十个英镑的存款。
When he first established China Inland Mission, he only had 10 pounds.
别人在笑他说：“你这一点钱怎么可以成立一个差会呢？”
Hardly enough.
结果他回答：“他说不，我是有10磅英金啊，10磅的英镑，10英镑，再加上神的应许。”
He answered, "No, I have 10 pounds and God's promise."
也就是说，一加上无限等于无限，啊，十加上无限也等于无限嘛。了解这个数学的吗
？Not limited by infinite God.
所以他有十磅，但是他加上神无限的应许。
So 10 pounds was unlimited promise from God.
他之所以成功的完成神在他生命中的托付，并不是说他没有先衡量自己的能力。乃是更重要的，他是怎么样知道怎么样支取上帝的应许。
He succeeded in God's mission for him, not about his own ability, but God's promise.
更具体的说，正确评估自己的目的，乃是要看见自己的不足与有限，好让基督的丰富与大能可以临到。
To evaluate your goal properly is to see how limited we are, so that God can bestow abundantly on you the power of Christ.
最后一个是要以榜样来影响他人。
Be a model for others.
Verses
17. Join with others in following my example, brothers, to take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. Christians should be a model to others. To influence others and bless others. To be blessings. And change the life for others, that's the most meaningful. In God's will, we should all strain to be a model to others. Be in words or action, be alert. Throughout life as a goal.
当保罗对哥林多教会弟兄姐妹这样说，他说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 1, "Be imitator of me, even as I also am of Christ."
他并不是在夸耀自己在道德上有多棒啊，他属灵生命有多好，所以别人要跟他学习，不是这样子。
He was not boasting how spiritual or moral he lived.
这里呢一个重点，他说：“丰盛生命的传承是由基督开始。”
Everything started from Jesus.
借着他在效法基督的过程当中，他先对他的生命造成深层的影响与改变。
Through modeling after Jesus, his life was influenced deeply and changed.
所以保罗才要别人来效法他。
So Paul asked others.
那效法并不是说效法他走路的姿势啊，他的生活习惯啊，而是效法他那效法基督的人生目标。
So Paul asked others to model his following Jesus, not living habits or postures.
所以这样的效法才有意义。
So that's the meaningful.
可惜，我们看见今天教会对于社区之所以没有影响力，其实很多原因就是因为我们没有活出能够传承基督丰盛生命的榜样。
Alas, we have no influence in the community because we have not lived out the model of Jesus.
不但我们没有好的见证让社区来看见。居然还振振有词的这样辩解说
：“So we're not a good witness, even argue often.”
你们不要看我，要看神啊，否则你们会跌倒。好像我们常这样说嘛，不要看我，要看神啊。
Don't follow what I do, but look upon God, lest you stumble.
啊，当然我们都同意啊，我们每个人都不是神，我们都会软弱，会犯罪。
We're all fallible, since we're not God.
但这不要成为我们的借口。
But this is not an excuse.
所说的效法，并不是说效法他所做过不好，或是不对，或是他软弱的事。
When Paul mentioned to imitate him, it was not about what he had done right or wrong.
我请问保罗，他有没有做过不好的事？有没有软弱过？有没有
？So has Paul been weak?
他曾经说过，他说：“立志行善由得我，只是行出来的怎么样？由不得我啊。”那难道我们要效法他这个软弱吗
？Since he said what he wanted to do, he didn't do. Yet what he didn't want to do, he did.
连保罗都做不到，那我更有借口了。
Should we imitate his weakness?
保罗很清楚地告诉我们，他的人生目标是什么。他说他看万事做粪土，为要什么？得着基督。所以他一生就是跟随基督，效法基督。
Actually, he really asks us to imitate Christ.
只是对一般人，他从未基督见过基督，他如何能够效法呢
？Since people have not seen Christ, how could they imitate?
于是保罗呢，就效法基督的，以他效法基督的见证作为其他人的榜样。
Therefore, Paul asked them to model how he had imitated Christ as an example.
因为他可以从别人可以从保罗的身上看见基督啊。
So they can see it.Christ from Paul.
其实我们也应该这样，从别人，从你身上，不是看见你，是看见基督啊。
We should be the same.
所以保罗除了要腓立比教会效法他的效法基督的，他还加一个，他说你要留意看那些效法榜样型的人，为什么这么重要
？So we need to model the right pattern.
因为你会发现那些凡是愿意去效法他的人。他的生命必定会有所改变，不再一样的。
For people willing to imitate Christ, their life will be changed and be different.
甚至他可以再去成为别人效法的榜样。
further to become model for others.
正如希伯来书十三章第七节所说的。
As in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7. Remember your leaders, men who spoke to you the word of God, and considering the results of their conduct, imitate their faith.
他们为人的结局。好，这样传承基督的生命的这个目标就一代接一代不断的展开了。
So pass it on.
保罗一再提醒，若要以榜样影响他人，你先要学习基督，如同保罗一样。
Paul reminded us repeatedly first to imitate his modeling after Jesus.
而且基督不是纸上谈兵那么容易啊。
So it's easier said than done.
哥林多前书四章十五到十六节这样说。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verses 15 to 16. As though you have 10,000 tutors in Christ, yet not many fathers, for in Christ I become your father through the good news.
到底我们要怎么样学习基督呢？
How to imitate Jesus?
世上有很多的教导。
There are many teachings.
很多人都可以当你的老师，告诉你要怎么样怎么样怎么做。
There are many know-hows.
但是保罗不是光教别人去做，而是先有一颗为父的心。
But Paul instructed first to have the heart of father.
换一句话说，你如果要以榜样影响他人，你也要先像保罗一样，先有一颗为父的心，否则别人不会效法你，只会笑话你。
Otherwise, you can, they can't imitate but mock you.
拥有一颗为父的心是何等不容易。
How difficult to have the heart of the father.
他需要一个极大的耐心，超然的爱心，愿意付代价，可花心血。而不是像暴君一样控制人民的一举一动。
It requires patience, transcending love, efforts, price, not as a despot control everything of his subjects.
有为父的心，他就会随时体谅儿女的难处，分担他们的忧愁，而不会一味的要求他们去做他们达不到的。
Father understands the dilemma of his children, share their sorrow, and will not ask them the impossible.
有为父的心，他就会经常扶持儿女的软弱，供应他们的缺乏，而不会严厉的责备他们如过去如何失败。
He supports their weakness, supplies provision. He does not scold their past failure harshly.
有为父的心，他就会习惯鼓励儿女的成长，激发他们的斗志，而不会数落他们或与他人来比较。
He encourages their growth, inspires the fighting spirit. He does not compare or pick on them.
简单的说，以榜样影响他人，乃是一种生命影响生命的过程。
Simply put, be model is a process.
需要先委身效法基督，才能够带出能力来改变对方，祝福他人。
Commit to imitate Jesus, influence and bless others.
我常常说一句话，提醒弟兄姐妹，也提醒我自己：你的存在是对于别人有责任的。
I often said to you, existence means something to others.
今天在我们周围有许多的人，都是上帝给我们的机会。
God gives us opportunity to influence and bless others around us.
那我们就要问了，我们有没有成为他们的影响跟祝福，还是只成为他们的伤害跟咒诅？
Are we blessing or curse to them?
别人有没有因为我们的出现而得到正面的改变，还是仅有负面的讨厌？
So do we affect them positively or just discuss negatively?
保罗在这段经文的末了，他特别提到有一种人所设立的人生目标很可怜。
At the end of verses 19 about a pitiful goal for life.
他说他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Whose end is destruction, whose God is the belly, whose glory is their shame, who think about earthly things.
这是要提醒我们一生不能够只为自己而活。
Reminds us not to just live for ourselves.
而我们生命活着最重要、最值得的投资，绝对不是你所获得在世上的物质成就有多少。
The most important and valuable investment in life is not about possessions.
而是你所留下的能够影响多少人、改变多少人。
But how much influence on how many people?
不管你一生赚了多少钱、获得多少学位、读过多获得多少荣誉、读过多少学位，或是做过什么工作、住过什么房子、开过什么车子，甚至担任过教会甚至头衔，这些都不是讨神喜悦的人生目标。
It doesn't matter how much you have made, how many accolades, degrees, what kind of careers, houses, cars, or titles in churches, they are not goal pleasing to God.
神所在乎的是你一生曾经影响过多少人，拯救过多少灵魂生命，祝福过多少人。
It matters to God how many people have you influenced, how many souls have you saved, and how many people have you blessed.
你这样你的人生才能够丰盛有意义。
Then it's meaningful and abundant.
而这一切的关键就在于你所设定的人生目标是否是专为自己，还是希望能够祝福别人。
It's up to you whether your goal in life is set for yourself only or for others as model.
好，最后我们看见保罗很清楚地讲到，我们有两种不同的人生目标以及他们的结局。
Paul mentioned two different goals in life with different results.
那对我们而言呢，重新设定人生目标，就能够决定你将来是可以属于哪一种结局。
How we reset our goal in life will determine future result.
你不要觉得说，哎呀，已经太慢了、啊、我已经走了这大把年纪了、啊、已经、啊、走了很多的这些路了，我要重来吗？
It's never too late to reset.
我相信神安排今天你在这里出现都不是偶然的。
It's no coincidence for us to be here.
是有他对你人生特别的计划。
God brought you here according to his plan.
摩西他到了八十岁，神才开始呼召使用他。
God called Moses when he was 80.
所以摩西到年老的时候才重新设定他的人生目标。
Only then he reset his goal.
所以他在诗篇九十篇这样祷告说。
And prayed in Psalm 90 verses 12.
读这段经文，预备，请。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我相信得着智慧的心乃是为了活在神的计划当中，成为他人生最重要的目标。
Heart of wisdom is to live according to God's plan.
这与你的年纪跟经验无关。
The most important goal of your life, nothing to do with your age and experience.
你觉得你一生的目标非常清楚，而且非常活得非常满意的吗？
Are you clear about the goal of your life and satisfied?
如果你觉得不满意，你就要重新设定，这没有什么不好意思的。
If not, you need to reset. Nothing to embarrass about.
我记得我当年在一个刚毕业神学院刚毕业在一个教会服事的时候，
I remember long ago serving in another church.
有一位大概六十多岁的姐妹、啊、来告诉我，
A 60 something sister told me.
她说我看见我那么年轻为主大发热心、啊、到处去宣教，我她就觉得、哦、她想到她年轻的时候也曾经火热过。
About my youthful zeal to evangelism reminded her about her youthful exuberance.
但是现在她要退休了，他去环游世界享受人生了，所以轮到你们这些年轻人好好努力吧。
Now it's time for her to tour the world and enjoy life in retirement. It's time for you young people to take over.
虽然他这个鼓励、啊、对我鼓励很好、啊、过去也立下很美好的榜样、啊、都很宝贵的。
It was nice encouragement for me and she set up a good example in the past preciously.
但是今天我来到这个教会的时候，我发现我们在座很多都是七八十岁的年长者。
Now I see many 70 and 80 something in the audience.
到今天仍然坚持、中心聚会坚持服事，这让我很感动的。
Still worshiping and serving, it touches me.
不管你年纪有多大，你过去曾经做过什么服事，假如有一天我们回天家，你真的很有把握可以在神面前站立得住吗？
It doesn't matter how old you are and how much you serve, but are you certain you can face God?
你觉得你很满意你的人生目标，而且你这样达到的时候，神会夸赞你吗？
So are you satisfied that God will praise you?
我不知道、欸、
I'm not sure.
不过有三个标准可以帮助我们来检视。
But I think I have three criteria to help you determine.
就是我们今天的讲到，第一个，对上帝你是否忠心顺服。
Number one, are you loyal to God's will?
第二个，对自己你是否有正确的评估。
Have you measured your ability properly?
第三个是对他人，你是否立下榜样？
Are you a model to others?
你是否已经完成神在你生命当中的计划？你完全可以没有愧疚。当我们来到他施恩宝座前，或是他审判台前的时候
，So have you done or you could and have no regrets facing God?
让我们一起彼此。勉励，一起来完成我们的人生目标，一起来重设我们的人生目标，将来不要空手 朝见主，你们说好不好？
Let's encourage each other, reset our goal, not to go empty-handed to face God.
我只听到两个人说好。我们如果好说，我们大声说阿门，好不好？阿门，阿门。让我们一起来回应这首歌，岂可空手回天父？请我们一起起立，我们来唱这首歌。
Let's arise and respond. Must I go and empty-handed?
今日见我灵魂，我能坦然见主佛，却少这恩宝向主献。